You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This hour is being brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto, online at CarX.com. Ray, let's bring in Rossi.
This is the David Ross Show.
Chicago!
Cubs manager David Ross on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
My expectation is for us to win ball games. I mean, like, we're going to go out and compete really hard. I think it's a fun group.
World Series hero.
And now the 1-2 pitch on the way to Ross. Swung on, hit in the air, deep center field. Back goes Davis. Back near the track, near the wall. Davis leaping, and that ball is a home run.
David Ross with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
Every couple of weeks, we get the opportunity to talk with Cubs manager David Ross. He joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Rossi, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Lawrence. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. So listen, you jumped into the middle of a conversation that I was having with my colleague Dan Bernstein about Tony La Russa's postgame last night. And what we were discussing was is that it was the most comfortable that Tony had been. He was so comfortable that his pants were like unbuttoned and unzipped, and he kind of didn't care. And so Dan wanted to know, how much of the undressed manager or coach did you have to deal with when you were a player?
Oh, man. You know, I don't know that we had many. I mean, the locker room is like, you know, you're our home, right? And, you know, the manager's probably there more than anyone else besides the clubhouse guys, the staff that kind of work in there. But as far as coaches go and players, you know, the staff is usually there a lot earlier than the players. So you kind of just, it's your, you know, kind of living room, bedroom, the whole deal. I mean, I don't know that I ever had a manager that was super casual, like walking around in his underwear or anything, but you know, it is kind of just our home away from home, and you want people to relax. You want to be able to unwind, and you know, we're there. You know, I'm on my way there now, so we'll be. It's a you know, that he feels that way. It's good. You got to feel comfortable in the clubhouse.
Yeah, and I think that it probably lends itself more to road games because Tony was in Detroit. That he's on the road in an office and you're trying to get comfortable and all that stuff, and you're doing your post game press conference. So we were talking just because back in the day you run into a guy that just didn't have pants on. It's like, could you go put some pants on? But I get it. and my rule was very simple, whether I was covering MLB, NBA, or NFL. I'm not going to talk to a guy if he doesn't have pants on, because I think that's unfair to him and it's unfair to me.
That's a good rule. That's a good rule. That reminds me of my childhood growing up. My dad's in his underwear when I'm bringing over family or buddies and friends, you know. Tony's been doing it a long time, too, so you got to respect that a little bit. He's pretty comfortable probably in any baseball setting, in any locker room, any press conference. He's right at home.
Were you yelling at Dad, saying, "Dad, get a robe on or something"?
Yeah. Like, put some pants on. My dad, we're from the South. I don't think we wear too many robes down there, but he was a guy that definitely, you know, Dad could put some shorts on, you know, one of those. But and then he barked back at you and told you all about his house. He pays the bills. You know how that goes.
Yes, I do.
Things are. Yeah, exactly. I'm more, that's not my style, but I just remember how embarrassed I'd be sometimes. And then at the end of the day, you appreciate how your dad is just your dad, or people being real and being themselves. And that's just who he was. And, you know, you got to respect that. Now I can do whatever I want in my home, you know.
That's exactly right. Cubs manager David Ross joining me here on the Score. Yesterday was kind of a weird night for Steele, because obviously he had it going, but he also had that play where he tried to make the barehanded catch. How much of an impact do you think that had on how far he went in the game? Because he went deep into the game, but he had only thrown 77 pitches.
Yeah, they were, but you know, what was the scary part was we had just kind of used a lot of our long guys, and we had that road trip where things didn't go real well. Wade Miley came out really early, I think the second inning, third inning, and we had to use the entire bullpen, and then we, you know, got blown out the next two nights, and we go to our long guys, and Rutger gives us three innings. He gets sent down. We bring you know, Newcomb up, and Millsy ate a lot of innings, threw almost 50-something pitches, and Newcomb threw 40 pitches in one inning, which was really stretching him out, sent him out and bring in, you know, another guy. And we're just, you know, constantly turning over the roster and trying to protect some of our horses down there. So it's pretty, you know, you're wondering if he can't get through the second inning, what we're going to, you know, what we're going to do. So I literally was just trying to get every inning out of him, and he just was on cruise control. And the more you saw him just throwing, filling up the strike zone with his fastball and dominating those guys, getting a lot of early contact, soft contact, just rolling through there. You kind of just watching the pitch count and seeing how low it is, and just going to keep rolling him out there as long as he checks out fine. And I think the seventh inning when he went out is a lot of, you know, I watched his warm ups pretty heavily to see how the swelling was doing in between innings. Was he still able to, you know, feel the baseball? You know, it took him probably two or three pitches in between innings before he got down in the zone, get the baseball off the end of the fingers and get that cut action that he was kind of working with last night on his fastball. And so I was just watching that really closely. And I think that seventh inning, you know, he gets out there and there's a lot of 88s. He's usually a guy that the velocity's in the low to mid 90s. You know, after he got in the finger, he's stayed right around 91, which is probably normal for him as he gets deep in the games. But once it started dipping to 88 and that fastball, you know, you see four seam fastball and it's showing 88 miles an hour, your radar starts to go up. You want to get somebody hot. Is he fatiguing? Is it the finger? What is it? You know, that's a back to back seven, but he had 7 or 8 days off. So you want to trust that and try to watch with your eyes. And then, as he came off, I just, you know, I thought that was far enough. We had the back end of our bullpen fully loaded and ready to go. We just, you know, Rowick had an off night. But on normal circumstances, if the velocity doesn't go down, I probably would have sent him back out for the eighth. He was rolling. That's as dominant as I've seen him.
Do you think he learned a lesson? Because I know that there's the old adage of pitchers not punching people with their but when it comes to picking up a hot smash back up the middle with his bare hand, you think he'll do that again?
Well, it's a fine line, right, Lawrence? It's like somebody tells you not to, you know, not to be an athlete and go out there and compete. Like, it's just instinctual, I think, you know. Yeah, sure, he knows he shouldn't have reached out with his bare hand to try to knock that ball down, but it's also just one of those, you're competing and you throw, the ball comes back at you, your first instinct to either catch it or knock it down or do anything you can to stop it from going up the middle. We try to tell those guys and communicate. Our middle infielders do a really nice job of telling those guys, hey, I'm behind you, let the ball go. But, you know, I think that's also like somebody throws a ball at me in the middle of a competition. I'm gonna try to knock it down any way I can and get out.
Rossi, how wild was it last night with like the tornado sirens going off?
Yeah, I was actually in a meeting in my office going over some pitching strategy stuff and how the game was going to play out and walking through a lot of stuff. And everybody that had their cell phone on them, it started going off warning us. So I was a little wild. I mean, we're underground in the locker room. You feel pretty secure in there. I was surprised when we came out how many fans were in the stands. That was the thing that impressed me the most. I couldn't believe people had stuck around. I was talking to my bench coach, Andy. I was like, you know, like, look at this fan base right now. Look what they show up. You know, we have a rough road trip. You know, we're not playing up to the standards that they expect, but they're feeling the seats. They're here to support us, and they're here in the middle of a tornado. I thought, if anything represented the Cubs fans and the group that I know and supported this franchise, it was pretty impressive last night to see the stadium full.
How do you deal with what happened this weekend against New York and try to stay positive, not just for the group, but for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, like, look, we, you know, I talked about this a little bit yesterday, bringing negative energy and getting down and disappointed and you know, woe is me or trying to start make excuses. And those things don't carry. We got a lot of games left. Those don't do anything into the next day and help us win the game the next day. The thing is, identify the issues, identify the problems, recognize what we just went up against. It's the best team in baseball right now. They've got one of the best pitching staffs. They've got a ton of thump in their lineup. Some guys making a ton of money and where they're at right now in first place. And like I said, I think I forget their record, but it was like 40 something and 714 or 17 or something. Like, I mean, they're a really good team. So you try to assess, like, okay, going into that series, you're hoping to, you know, first place team at that, you're hoping to win one on the road, maybe skirt out of there and win a series if you can do that on the backside of that. And we didn't win that first one really close, held them to one run through 13 innings, and, you know, extra innings got us a little bit. We weren't able to push any runs across, and that's why they're good. They've got a deep pitching staff, and, you know, they end up getting a big hit on the backside of the game with two outs. But I thought we played our tail off. So you try to pull from the positives, and I thought we played really good baseball going into that last road trip. The road trip wasn't kind to us, but, keep playing the way we've been playing in a lot of games, in games late, a lot of extra inning games. We just got to get some hits with, you know, some of the stats that have stood out, just not getting hits with runners in scoring position, little things like that. And just continue to try to work on the things where we can continue to compete and find ways to win those close games. I mean, there's not a whole lot to be down about other than, you know, we want to win more games than we're winning, but we got to come to work every day with our mind and, hey, we got to get better and where we can get better and improve. And we got a lot of games left.
In between the last time that we talked, Joe Maddon was let go as the manager of the Angels. You and Joe obviously worked together, and you worked together in the most successful fashion. Do you think that he still wants to manage, and would you imagine that he will end up managing again?
Yeah, I mean, well, first I'll change the subject for 2 seconds, and I'll get back to your question. Did you watch Top Gun?
No. So look, here's what happened.
I don't want to get off your. I don't want to get off your top. I hadn't watched it either, so I just made sure you said last time
good.
We talked, and all of a sudden, Top Gun popped in my head. So if you hadn't watched I haven't either. So we're good.
Great.
We'll put
all right,
back.
So we'll Go review Matt. It the next time that you're on the show.
Okay, all right. If I watch it, if not, you have to keep giving me a pass.
All right, no problem.
All right,
back to Joe Matt.
Question at hand. All right. Yeah, I text Joe, talk to Joe. I think he absolutely wants to manage some more. Like, I think it's just who he is and what makes him tick. This guy is good with people. He was a great manager. When I was around him, loved him, a guy I still pull a lot of the things that the way I think about certain things and the way I do certain things is a lot of got his influence on it. I think as every manager that I've ever been around has on me, I think they influence you in a good or a bad way. And Joe's got a lot of positives that I pull from in the way he did things. It's part of this business. It stinks and happens to the best. You know, there's sometimes, you know, management wants to change, you know, the voice in the clubhouse. And I think Joe has passion. I know a lot of people speak highly of Joe. I don't know what was going on there in Anaheim. I know they were off to a great start and kind of hit some skids, but you know, I talked to him. He's in a good place. I think he has a desire to manage, and he's really good at it.
Eric Stout gets promoted. There's great visual of him at the top step of the dugout last night. Does that ever get old to see someone get to be a major league player?
No. Like that stuff, you know, we talk about, I mean, he has a small, you know, a little bit of time in the big leagues already, but you know, this guy has been to the big leagues, hit some adversity, continues to grind, plays winter ball to continue to work on his craft. I mean, that's just the love of the game that you love to see. And when those guys have good years, work on stuff, change a few things, and continue to try to get back to the major leagues, and that happen, that stuff never gets old, man. It's just so positive, so rewarding. You see the smile on their face, you know, whether it's their first time, like a Christopher Morel and a lot of the guys that we've had this year, or Stouty. It's nice to have him, and he was pretty pumped yesterday, and we'll get him out on the bump here soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, and seeing someone who grew up like being a fan of a team, like that's awesome. And obviously his aunt is super happy. Shout out to Cheryl Ray Stout, because I'm sure she's on cloud 9 right now. Rossi, as always, I appreciate the time. Top Gun in 2 weeks, all right?
All right, Cheryl's the best. We all love having her around. She's so great. She's been we've talked about him for weeks now, so the fact that he got called up is pretty special, and I know she was on cloud 9 yesterday, and he's taking a lot of pictures. But always a pleasure talking to you, Lawrence, and we'll talk some movies and hopefully a lot of winning next time we chat.
That would be ideal. Rossi, have a great rest of your day, sir.
All right, brother, you too. Take care.
That is David Ross, the manager of your Chicago Cubs. Man, I'm so glad that he, like, went with it. Look. Since we've been doing this show, it's been, 4 years or so since we've been in this spot. And I remember when Mitch told me, he's like, look, we're going to move you and you're going to be in charge of the Joe Madden show. And I was like, what? He's like, you're going to do a manager show? So Tony Gill, who was my producer at the time, he's like, you know, we could play around with Joe, right? Like, let's do stuff. Let's ask him off the wall questions. And he was right. Like, I was a little hesitant, and he was right. And we ended up having these great conversations with Joe Madden about all sorts of stuff, including baseball. And I feel very privileged to have worked with Joe Madden. The reason that I bring that up is that I'm still getting to know Rossi. And it's different because obviously COVID has played a big role in this. Like, I'm not at the ballpark as much as I would ordinarily. Like, if it were 2019, I would probably be there once or twice a homestand just to be around, to try and figure out the type of person that David Ross is and then try to get more out of him on the air. That managers and underwear conversation could have gone left real quick. So I'm glad that he played along with it, that he could have shut down the interview. Like, how dare you ask me? It doesn't seem like Rossi is that type of dude, but he didn't just play along. He also gave his own experience of dealing with his dad and telling his dad to put some damn pants on. So I'm really happy that he's been down for the cause, and that he has been okay to play with stuff like that. Because it really could have gone. I took a risk, okay? I want you all to appreciate the risk that I took. And be thankful, not that I took the risk, but that the guest was cool about it. So shout out to Rossi, because he could have not been cool with it. And let me just say that, yes, it was hilarious to me to see a manager in 2022 in front of all sorts of video cameras decide that he was just going to, you know, open up the pants. He was covered up, so there wasn't anything salacious. I hadn't seen that in a really long time. Football coaches, you never really get to see that. But baseball managers, when I was working as a reporter, you saw it a ton. And I think that we're all better off that we're not seeing it anymore, which is something that I'll discuss with Dan on during tomorrow's transition on Wednesday's show, where Layla's going to join him, which is a good thing. I do want to talk about the White Sox. I've been gone a few days. I want to talk with you about the White Sox, too. That's something that is on my mind. But why don't we do this? We'll reset the show. It's Tuesday. I've got a top five. And before we get into the serious like White Sox stuff, I'm going to do top five. My top five movies that have MCU characters in them. I have to be that specific because there are some movies that aren't technically MCU that did make my top five. I will do that for you next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yo, Holmes!
Lawrence Holmes.
Holmes runs it really well.
Noon to 2.
Holmes doing what Holmes does.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yo, Holmes!
And 670thescore.com. In Odyssey Station.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Top 5 Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
But since the day is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
Top 5 Tuesdays.
I've only seen a couple, but that's definitely top 5.
Is it Tuesday?
Can't you ask me an intelligent question?
Is this the Lawrence Holmes Show?
You're damn skippy.
Then it's Top 5 Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show. Got it? Good.
It is Tuesday. So we put together a top five list for you today. Here's where it came from. It came from the fact that I was sitting in the house like most of the weekend and letting the cool breeze, come through. Wasn't it 50 degrees Sunday night? And now it's like 110. Anyway, every now and again, like you'll be flipping channels and you just go, man, I could go for catching a Marvel movie in the middle. Like I've got Disney Plus, so I could just go and watch them, but there's something about catching a movie. Like you got 90 minutes that you're like, oh, I just want to catch a movie. I don't want to start a movie. And that happened this weekend. And I said, well, you know what? Why don't for top five I give you my top five Marvel MCU characters? Here's the thing. I can't say Marvel movies because they're some of them are Marvel and some of them aren't. So this list is my top five movies that have MCU characters in them. Wink, wink, nod, nod. That way we have everything covered. Everyone with me on this? Because there's a whole bunch of them now. There's almost 30 of them. I've got a top five. Let's start with number five.
Been a while since I was in front of you. I figure I'll stick to the cards this time. There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred, the freeway and the rooftop.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stark, but do you honestly expect us to believe that that was a bodyguard in a suit that conveniently appeared, despite the fact that...
I know that it's confusing. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you're a superhero.
Didn't?
Mm-mm.
Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic. I'm just not the hero type, clearly, with this laundry list of character defects, all the mistakes I made, largely public. Yeah, okay. Yeah. The truth is, I am Iron Man.
Iron Man 1 is so great. I don't know when the last time you watched it was, but it completely changed this genre. It was perfect casting with Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark. And then he ended up kind of really growing into being Iron Man. But him as Tony Stark was perfection. It was so fun and so smart. And they put stuff on the screen where we were like, oh, this is what it could look like. And then look at what it birthed. And remember, that's a character that the Sony people didn't want. They're like, yeah, Marvel, you can go ahead and keep Iron Man. What, you going to build a whole universe on Iron Man? And they were like, yeah. And they ended up doing that. Number four.
Secure Channel 7.
7 secure. You do anything fun Saturday night?
Well, all the guys from my barbershop quartet are dead, so no, not really.
Coming up on the drop zone, Cap.
You know, if you ask Kristen out from Statistics, she'd probably say yes.
That's why I don't ask.
Shy or too scared?
Too busy.
Was he wearing a parachute?
No. No, he wasn't.
Boospa! Boospa!
Thanks.
Yeah, you seem pretty helpless without me.
What about the nurse that lives across the hall from you? She seems kind of nice.
Secure the engine room, then find me a date.
I'm multitasking.
Winter Soldier, to me, for a very long time in the process of the Marvel MCU franchise, was a perfect movie. It's a perfect spy movie. And it was interesting. I was reading some stuff today. It's the 20th anniversary of Jason Bourne. And the fight scenes in Bourne were lifted, and it changed the way that fight scenes were done in movies. In Captain America and Winter Soldier in particular, that's Jason Bourne-type fight scenes. The movie's just good, and it gives you a window into the things that we end up loving about Chris Evans's version of Captain America. I did a podcast with my dude Elliot Serrano, King of the Chicago Geeks, where he's asking everyone to pick their favorite and talk about it. And we had discussed this months ago. So I picked Winter Soldier, and I had a blast like talking with him about that particular movie and why it's so good. But damn, that movie is still very, very special to me. Number three.
Even when you had two eyes, you'd see only half the picture.
It's too strong. Without my hammer, I can't.
Are you Thor, the god of hammers? Hmm? That hammer was to help you control your power, to focus it. It's never your source of strength.
It's too late. She's already taken Asgard.
Asgard is not a place. Never was. This could be Asgard. Asgard is where our people stand. Even now, right now, those people need your help.
I'm not as strong as you.
No, you're stronger.
I can make an argument that Thor Ragnarok is the best one of these movies. And what it shows, Chris Hemsworth, if we go back to the original Thor movie and the way that he has acted and was treated inside of the Avengers movies, it was kind of like they made Thor into a clown. What I've loved about Hemsworth is the way that he has taken that character and his hero arc from Ragnarok to Infinity War to Endgame. And now, like, what he's doing beyond it, he's been able to capture, like, I think it's really the strength of him as an actor that he's taken this character that's a bit of a buffoon, a lovable, like a super lovable buffoon, and he has made you feel something about that character. Even when he's talking about losing Loki and losing his mom and losing Jane, even as we're laughing at him, you get to see some of the emotion of it. Ragnarok is great. If you haven't watched it in a while, like, it also like is a vehicle, to a jumping off point to really set up Endgame. But if you haven't watched that movie in a while, it's really good. And Chris Hemsworth is, he's a much better actor than I gave him credit for. And he did much more with that character than I think anybody ever thought. It's terrific. And of course, you also get Valkyrie. You get the interplay with Hulk. Like, there's so, it's just a damn fine movie. But recently, I ran across one that I think is better. Number two!
Peter!
Hey. MJ! They have nothing to do with this, sir.
Don't say anything without a lawyer!
I want a lawyer.
Miss Jones, Watson?
Jones, I don't go by Watson.
Miss Jones, why do you want a lawyer if...
I have nothing to hide?
Exactly. Unless...
I'm actually guilty of something? Mm-hmm. I'm very aware of your tactics and my rights.
Just answer my questions.
I've seen your file. You're a smart young woman with a bright future ahead of her. Why would you risk it all by getting involved with a vigilante like Peter Parker?
So sorry to keep you waiting.
Can we get Ned a snack, please?
Absolutely.
He's been waiting here.
I got you.
Dude, I'm so sorry about that.
I'm not supposed to say anything to you?
No, Ned, not even a thing. I just have one question. When MJ told you that Peter was Spider-Man...
Whoa.
What's up?
I knew way before MJ did. I was Spider-Man's guy in the chair.
Oh, I know about those... Dude, half my guys are guys in the chat.
Well, exactly.
You would know. I literally helped him find the Vulture.
I didn't know that.
And I helped him hack a suit once and kind of helped him get to space.
So in Spider-Man's illegal vigilantism, you were his main accomplice.
I would like to have my words stricken from the record.
That's not how it works, Ned. Spider-Man No Way Home is a brilliant movie. And it's a great piece of filmmaking with some wonderful acting. I know that there are still people who have not seen it, and I'm going to try not to spoil it, other than to say that with the multiverse opening up, the amount of acting that we got from Spider-Man and the different people who played Spider-Man was touching in a way that I was not expecting. I was expecting it to be like a wild ride, and the cameos are crazy, like including the cameo of Peter Parker's lawyer, which was so much fun for those of us who were living in that version of the MCU. But the interactions with Spider-Man were some of my favorite moments ever in this run that they've had. And Tom Holland, they call him the Short King, right? He's very, very good. And the way that they tied everything up in a bow, I thought was great. And it opens up a lot of possibilities for what happens next. That leaves me with number one.
Cap, these things circle the perimeter and get in behind us. There's nothing between them and Vision.
And we better keep them in front of us.
How do we do that?
We open the barrier. My signal. Open Northwest Section 17.
Requesting confirmation, my king. You said open the barrier?
On my signal.
This will be the end of Wakanda.
Then it will be the noblest ending in the history.
Wakanda forever!
Infinity War, to me, is still the magnum opus of the MCU. It's for what this genre is, like, it's a perfect movie. Like, it's, I still think back to being in the theater, and I grew up like reading the Infinity Gauntlet. Like, so I was seeing some of my biggest dreams as a moviegoer realized. I thought that the amount of darkness that they allowed this movie to live in really was significant. People who weren't as well versed into what happened or didn't grow up necessarily reading these books, I was watching people walk out of the theater crushed. Like, they were absolutely crushed by it. And there are these moments where even inside of the movie, will you have Quill be like, did we just lose? Like, setting the audience up for this. Like, did we lose? This isn't supposed to be how it ends. And sure, there's a whole nother movie that retcons everything, but for those months leading into Endgame, and that's something that, like, movies should make you feel stuff. The dread and the sadness of it, and watching people experience it in real time, is something as a moviegoer that I won't forget. Like, and there was a lot of good too, like that moment where Thor comes back, like after he finishes his hero's journey. And he comes to Wakanda. The place was up for grabs. And then after all of that, and this is what I'm talking about, like the power of Hemsworth. After all of that, where Thanos is like, you should have gone for the head. And we're all just like, holy bleep. Time is nothing at all. Oh, come on. To me, it's still number one. So that's my list. You don't like my list? Make your own damn list. And I'm sure everyone actually probably does have a list. There is one person on the text line. I can't believe you're talking about these movies. Why don't you talk about more cinema? I told that person to go suck a lemon. White Sox talk on the other side of this on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's time for the White Sox Minute.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone.
We're going to be South Side regardless.
South Slider.
Hi, Mom!
Go Sox, baby.
The White Sox Minute on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Lance Lynn in his opening performance of 2022 to take on the Detroit Tigers where the season began. 2-1 to Abreu is hammered deep to left field. Grossman's back. It's gone again. Jose Abreu continues to demolish the Tigers, and the Sox have a 2-0 lead. Broken bat flare, short center field. Mendez can't get there. It wasn't a torpedo, but it got the job done. Castro's 2-for-2, and the Tigers lead. 3-2, ripped to left center field. That's down for a base hit. McGuire around third. Throw comes into second, and the Sox have tied the game at 3 here in the fifth. Hitting the right center field and down. Sox take the lead. Luis Robert on 2 strikes serves up run number 4. Chafin's going to throw to third and whistle it into left field. Now Moncada went down.
Yeah, he's safe. Moncada's safe.
Two runs are coming in. The Sox lead now 6-3. Moncada basically got tackled by Castro.
It wouldn't have mattered. Roberto Ortiz said that was obstruction. That run will count.
Left side. That's through a base hit. McGuire had to dodge it. He's on his way home, and the Sox have run number 7. Jose to center field. Castro is back at the track and the wall, and bring him a shrubbery. Two-run home run, Jose Abreu, and it is 9-5. And the Sox win 9-5 in the series opener in Detroit.
Highlights courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago, Jason Benetti and Steve Stone on the call. Before I get into the White Sox, by the way, I put, and you know how I did top five, and it's top five Tuesday. I put number 7 and number 6 on Twitter, at Lawrence W. Holmes, because there were people who were asking. So it's up there. You can debate it. 6 almost made top 5. To me, it's an underrated classic of a movie. Anyway. Let's talk about the White Sox. The White Sox win last night, so that's good. Everything else surrounding the White Sox is not as good. I wanted to spend some time today, and if you want, if you'd rather it just be me talk about all of the things that are wrong with the White Sox, I am willing to do that. I've been sitting at home thinking about all of this. It was frustrating me so badly on Sunday that I even just did a 35-minute podcast on all of this stuff. So trust me, I have a lot of armament. I have a lot of evidence that I would love to share to explain the White Sox season. There's a couple of things I want to say, and then I want to hand it over to you a little bit, okay? Because there's a question I want to ask you. Because I'm trying to explore my feelings on it, and it might be helpful for me to hear your feelings on it, if that makes any sense. Last week, Rick Hahn talked, because he usually talks whenever the team comes back off a road trip. And as a general manager of the team, he has to be optimistic. Like, that's part of the gig. I think that he does a pretty good job of being realistic in his optimism. But one of the things that I'm having a hard time, like a circle that I'm having a hard time squaring with him, is him talking about the team at some point being whole. And while that is my wish for the White Sox to be whole, I think that it's unrealistic. It's unrealistic for a couple of reasons. For some reason, this franchise has struggled to keep players healthy. That's not necessarily one person's fault, but it just is what it is. And the other part is, no one's healthy, and this season was going to make it difficult for anyone to be healthy. I think that they think that if they ever do get full health, if they get their full complement of guys healthy, that everything will be fine. And I'm not sure that I believe that either. But even from the standpoint of, well, just wait until we're whole again. And then immediately, like Rick says that, and then inside of a week, you end up having to put Bummer on IL. Grandal goes on IL. Michael Kopech ends up having to leave a start. And then you have the situation with Jake Berger. Like, it's, I will tell you that it sometimes feels like the White Sox as a franchise are doomed. Something's off. And not having an answer to, I mean, I have a theory, but the theory that I have is also impossible to prove. But it's how I feel about where this team is and where they stand. Here's what I wanted your help with. This season hasn't felt fun. And we were kind of promised fun over the last few years. We were promised fun. So the question I have for you is, what's missing? Why is it not fun for you? maybe it's just a byproduct or residue of them not winning. But honestly, when I watch White Sox games now and the White Sox win the game, I'm relieved. I'm not joyous, if that makes any sense. So I thought that you and I could talk about this. 312-644-6767. If you want to text, if that's the way you want to make your voice known, feel free. If you want to get inside the chat on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score. You can do it that way. You can hit me up on Twitter if you want. Let's do this as a fan base, as a collective. Why is this not fun? I'll talk to you about it on the other side of a break. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's time for the White Sox Minute.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone.
We're going to be South Side regardless.
South Slider.
Hi, Mom!
Go Sox, babe.
The White Sox Minute on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Lance Lynn in his opening performance of 2022 to take on the Detroit Tigers where the season began. 2-1 to Abreu is hammered deep to left field. Grossman's back. It's gone again. Jose Abreu continues to demolish the Tigers, and the Sox have a 2-0 lead. Broken bat flare, short center field. Mendez can't get there. It wasn't a torpedo, but it got the job done. Castro's 2-for-2, and the Tigers lead. 3-2, ripped to left center field. That's down for a base hit. McGuire around third. Throw comes into second, and the Sox have tied the game at 3 here in the fifth. Hitting a right center field and down. Sox take the lead. Luis Robert on 2 strikes serves up run number 4. Chafin's going to throw to third and whistle it into left field. Now Moncada went down.
Yeah, he's safe. Moncada's safe.
2 runs are coming in. The Sox lead now 6-3. Moncada basically got tackled by Castro.
It wouldn't have mattered. Roberto Ortiz said that was obstruction. That run will count.
left side. That's through, a base hit. McGuire had to dodge it. He's on his way home, and the Sox have run number 7. Jose to center field. Castro is back at the track and the wall, and bring him a shrubbery. 2-run home run, Jose Abreu, and it is 9-5. And the Sox win 9-5 in the series opener in Detroit.
Highlights courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago, Jason Benetti and Steve Stone on the call. Before I get into the White Sox, by the way, I put, and you know how I did top five, and it's top five Tuesday, I put number 7 and number 6 on Twitter, at Lawrence W. Holmes, because there were people who were asking. So, it's up there. You can debate it. 6 almost made top 5. To me, it's an underrated classic of a movie. Anyway, let's talk about the White Sox. The White Sox win last night, so that's good. Everything else surrounding the White Sox is not as good. I wanted to spend some time today, and if you want, it's, if you'd rather it just be me talk about all of the things that are wrong with the White Sox, I am willing to do that. I've been sitting at home thinking about all of this. It was frustrating me so badly on Sunday that I even just did a 35-minute podcast on all of this stuff. So trust me, I have a lot of armament. I have a lot of evidence that I would love to share to explain the White Sox season. There's a couple of things I want to say, and then I want to hand it over to you a little bit, okay? Because there's a question I want to ask you. Because I'm trying to explore my feelings on it, and it might be helpful for me to hear your feelings on it, if that makes any sense. Last week, Rick Hahn talked, because he usually talks whenever the team comes back off a road trip. And as a general manager of the team, he has to be optimistic. Like, that's part of the gig. I think that he does a pretty good job of being realistic in his optimism. But one of the things that I'm having a hard time, like a circle that I'm having a hard time squaring with him, is him talking about the team at some point being whole. And while that is my wish for the White Sox to be whole, I think that it's unrealistic. It's unrealistic for a couple of reasons. For some reason, this franchise has struggled to keep players healthy. That's not necessarily one person's fault, but it just is what it is. And the other part is, no one's healthy. And this season was going to make it difficult for anyone to be healthy. I think that they think that if they ever do get full health, if they get their full complement of guys healthy, that everything will be fine. And I'm not sure that I believe that either. But even from the standpoint of, well, just wait until we're whole again. And then immediately, like Rick says that, and then inside of a week, you end up having to put Bummer on IL, Grandal goes on IL, Michael Kopech ends up having to leave a start, and then you have the situation with Jake Berger. Like, it's, I will tell you that it sometimes feels like the White Sox as a franchise are doomed. Something's off. And not having an answer to, I mean, I have a theory, but the theory that I have is also impossible to prove. But it's how I feel about where this team is and where they stand. Here's what I wanted your help with. This season hasn't felt fun. And we were kind of promised fun over the last few years. We were promised fun. So the question I have for you is, what's missing? Why is it not fun for you? Maybe it's just a byproduct or residue of them not winning. But honestly, when I watch White Sox games now and the White Sox win the game, I'm relieved. I'm not joyous, if that makes any sense. So I thought that you and I could talk about this. 312-644-6767. If you want to text, if that's the way you want to make your voice known, feel free. If you want to get inside the chat on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 the score. You can do it that way. You can hit me up on Twitter if you want. Let's do this as a fan base, as a collective. Why is this not fun? I'll talk to you about it on the other side of a break. I'm Lawrence Holmes. You're listening to The Score.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.